Hello, Eric. Good morning, everybody. Starting the world of high school golf, the West Delaware girls hosting their first meet of the new season out at their home course, Pin Oak. Hawks took down South Tama 210 to 238. WD with the top two golfers. Andrea Wubina was the medalist with a 45. Runner-up was Maylin Coates with a 46. Fifth place, Rayleigh Himes of the Hawks with a 58. Sixth place for Maggie Linus with a 61. Mallory Putz was 10th with a 68. Three JV Hawks played as well. Addison Welcher with a 67. 76s for Lily Bunting and Livy Pentland. The West Delaware boys also victorious as they travel down to the Tama Toledo Country Club to face the Trojans of South Tama. Hawks winning 147 to 168. Aiden Zertzman led the way as the medalist with a 35. Two runner-ups, Jack Biesing and Griffin Lott with 37s. A 38 for Colson Mersch, 39 for McCoy Payton, and a 43 for Braden Mowry. The JV Hawks also winning 166 to 208. Blake Mather and Cam Downs both had 39s. 44s for Lincoln Downs and Tyler Biesing, a 48 for Saul Barron, and Gage Weber shot a 54. The Edco girls golf team traveling down to the Meadowview Golf and Country Club near Central City to take part in Trianglers with the host Wildcats and Springville. The Vikings won the meet 212 to Central City's 245 and Springville's 246. Brentlin Decker from Central City was the medalist with a 45. Campbell Kirby was the runner-up with a 48. Andre Helmrichs with a 50, Chloe Everett with a 55, 56 for Lauren Kirby, 58 for Lydia Heeman, a 61 for Aspen Jones and Brenna Van Grohl, and a 75 for Claire Heeman. In other coverage area girls golf, a tournament hosted by Clayton Ridge at the Guttenberg Golf Course, East Buchanan winning it with a 399, Beckman Catholic was second with a 410, MFL Marmack third, Central Cater fourth, and the host Eagles were fifth. Anamosa hosted Cascade at the Fawn Creek Country Club. Right outside of Anamosa, the Lady Blue Raiders fell to the Cougars 222 to 228. At the Terra Hills Golf Course near Van Horn, Independence fell on a close one to Benton Community 192 to 197. On the boys' side at the River Ridge Golf Course near Independence, the Mustangs beat the Bobcats 162 to 197. At the Fillmore Fairways, Cascade beat Anamosa 156 to 189. To the world of high school soccer on the girls' side in the coverage area last night, Monticello fell on the road in Bellevue to Marquette Catholic 5-0. It was Anamosa shutting out Northeast at home on Downing Field 10-0. And Independence at home blanked Decorah 4-0. On the boys' side, Cascade shut out by West Liberty at home 4-0. Anamosa winners at home over Clinton Prince of Peace 3-1. And Monticello beaten on the road by Bellevue Marquette Catholic 5-2. In the final game of the college basketball season last night, the UConn Huskies win for the second time in a row and their sixth national title since their first one back in 1999. The Huskies are now one of four men's programs with six or more title contest victories, joining UCLA with 11, Kentucky with 8, and North Carolina also with 6. The Huskies winning 75-60 over Purdue. The Boilermakers making it to their first Final Four in 44 years, still looking for that first ever national championship. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cubs let a six-run lead slip away, lost to the Padres 9-8. It was the Guardians blanking the White Sox 4-0. Yankees shut out the Marlins 7-0. Pirates over the Tigers 7-4. Reds 10, Brewers 8. Blue Jays pass the Mariners 5-2. Mets nip the Braves 8-7. Dodgers over the Twins 4-2. Phillies beat the Cardinals in 10 innings 5-3. It was the Astros 10, Rangers 5. Rockies get past the Diamondbacks 7-5. Angels over the Rays 7-1. And the Nationals beat up on the Giants 8-1. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.